running from myself, I'm running from my friends, running from the preacher, running from my sin. I'm running from my family, I'm running from my fears, running from anything that gets too near. Feel dirt wanting, I gotta fill a hole. Got no one to blame, I dug it on my own. I wanna talk with the devil, tell him I'm coming clean. Them rock bottom blues are a barroom poet's dream. Running from the law, I'm running from the love. Running from the bottom, running from the stars above. Well, I'm running out of reasons, I'm running just because. Running from a memory of a man I once was. Feel dirt wanting, I gotta fill a hole. Got no one to blame, I dug it on my own. I wanna talk with the devil, tell him I'm coming clean. Them rock bottom blues are a barroom poet's dream.
Zach Aaron on WVTF in a virtual Roots Down session performing the title song from his new album, Phil Dirt Wanted. Zach, I got to tell you, I got a quote here from an article about your new album, and it reads thusly, it depicts the sorrowful state of humanity and misery emerges at the foundation of his record. Man, you're just a happy kind of guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I just don't write happy songs, I guess.
Yeah,
thought that was pretty great, though.
The cover of the album is a drawing of an open grave site with a headstone, your name on it, and a sign that reads, Phil Dirt Wanted. tell me, how'd you come about to write that song?
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to want to write a song called Phil Dirt Wanted, because I just noticed that there's a lot of Phil Dirt Wanted signs in my town, because, you know, there's a lot of lowland, it floods a lot. So I didn't have like a real deep meaning behind the song at first. I was just like, I want to write a song called Phil Dirt Wanted for whatever reason. I don't know why I wanted to do that. And as I got home, it just turned this really kind of dark song. That's just what came out, you know. I had the idea for doing Phil Dirt Wanted, and then it just morphed into that song, you know.
Talking with Zach Aaron about his album, Phil Dirt Wanted. This is your third album, but you've done other things besides music, including working in oil fields. That's some rough stuff there, man. Tell me how you decided that music was going to be it.
Yeah, since I was about 22, being full-time music was always my goal. I started working oil field and stuff like that to save up money to make albums. That's how I made Find My Soul. My first one, I would go work in the oil field, save up money, go do a studio session, go right back to work, keep working until I got enough money to go back, you know. So I did that for a while, and most of Murder of Crows, that's how I financed that one. So, you know, I was just working these jobs to fund my music habit, really. Music was always the end game. And then, And then I just, a year ago, I quit my last job and just started coiling ropes for E4 Rope Company that's out here in Cleveland, you know, just kind of like part-time. And that was just for a little extra fold of money, and just decided to do music, you know.
You got a few story songs on this album. One of my favorites is Southeast Texas Trinity River Bottom Blues. Shakespearean in nature. It's a tragedy with a offhanded comment at the end to wrap it up.
I actually had a friend of mine named Nigel Carey. He was actually on his deathbed with cancer when about 2 weeks before he died, I went over there just to, because he called me out of the blue one time, and he said, "Hey, you know that Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice?" And I was like, "Yeah." He said, "I bet you'd sing the hell out of that." And that's all he called me for, you know. So I learned the song, and I went over there and played it for him. And then we were just talking about, he used to own a gas station in Cleveland, you know, so he's met all kinds of interesting characters, you know, people come in there late at night and stuff like that. So he's got all kinds of good river bottom type stories. And I've got some of my own. So we were just sitting there talking about those different stories. And I was like, man, I need to put this in a song. And I did. I finished it up about a week later. And I got to play it for him a week before he died. He died a week after I played it for him.
Wow. Let's talk about influences. Songwriters that you admire.
Guy Clark, of course. Guy Clark probably more than anybody else. You know, you can't listen to Guy Clark really without Townes Van Zandt. They kind of go hand in hand with each other, but something always drew me to Guy Clark more. I can't really tell you why. He's one of my heroes, and I really always looked up to his songwriting. But then, you know, Bob Dylan, Doc Watson, and Woody Guthrie, you know, anybody that actually cares about their songwriting, I'm pretty much drawn to.
Yeah, you've done quite a bit of research on Woody Guthrie, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Well, that certainly shows, because your songs are about real people. None more so than a song from the new album, No Road Too Cold. It always amazes me how inspiration strikes and how songwriters can interpret real life experiences and bring them to us. Tell me about this song, No Road Too Cold.
That one, I was working in the oil field in West Texas during the wintertime. It was a really cold winter. Everything, you know, I think we got a couple of days where we couldn't even work because the roads were frozen over so bad and stuff like that. And I passed this underpass on the way back to the labor camp. And there was a homeless man under there holding a sign that said, "No road too cold." And, when I passed it, I didn't think a whole lot about it. It just kind of stuck in my head, and I wrote it down when I got home or to the camp. And like 2 months later, it popped in my head again. I just started writing that song kind of from a homeless or like a vagrant's point of view kind of thing, you know, just like almost trying to be positive about, like, he's doing what he wants to do. Like, almost kind of chose that direction rather than fell on hard times and now he's homeless kind of thing. That's what I took out of his message anyway. No road too cold. Just kind of like persevere kind of thing. Like, you can always get over any obstacles in your way because there's no road too cold for you kind of thing. So in a weird way, I know it sounds like a dark song, but I tried to make it kind of positive. I don't know if that came across right or not, but that's what my goal was.
Well, let's hear that one. Zach Aaron coming to us from Cleveland, Texas, in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF with a song from his new album, Phil Dirt Wanted. Go ahead.
No Road Too Cold is the song. There's no road too winding, there's no road too long, there's no road too empty. Sing my songs, sing my songs. There's no wall too tall, there's no hole too deep, there's no rock too sharp under my feet, under my feet. I have gone astray, but I will face the day. I'm not afraid of being alone. County roads to blacktop towns, interstate, big city bound. I'm going wherever that wind blows. There's no road too cold. There's no heart too broken, there's no bed too warm, there's no words too sweet to keep me home, to keep me home. I'll tell you something, I thought you knew. I love you, baby, believe you too, believe you too. I have gone astray, but I will face the day. I'm not afraid of being alone. County roads to blacktop towns, interstate, big city bound. I'm going where that wind blows. There's no road too cold. There's pie in the sky, so why even try? Glory's in heaven, just lay down and die. But I've seen heaven and I've felt glory. It's laid out on this old highway before. I've gone astray, but I will face the day. I'm not afraid of being alone. County roads to blacktop towns, interstate, big city bound. I'm going wherever that wind blows. There's no road too cold. There's no road too cold.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Thank you. no home for me. There ain't no home for me. Just bridges and boxcars and good shade trees. Ain't no home for me. So let me lie where I lay. Let me lie where I lay. Ain't nobody cries when a hobo dies. Let me lie where I lay. I feel the life flowing out of me. Don't call a doctor, just let it bleed. 'Cause I've done it all, and I've seen it all. It's last call.